Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, each and every one who is joining in with us this evening. We welcome you to Judah Fire, hallelujah, God, with the host, my pastor, our pastor, the very one and only Pastor Montez O. Jones. He is going to be the very next voice you hear as he brings forth a word from the Lord. Prepare ye your hearts for him. Pastor Montez.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good, and he is greatly to be praised. And I am so glad to join you tonight on the Purpose Kingdom Network broadcast. I'm telling you, God is up to something major. And I'm so glad to be a part of what God is doing. And I certainly pray that the Spirit of God would continue to bless Purpose Kingdom Network, Ty Daly, Evangelist Todd. I just pray that God continue to bless you and all of the partners, all of the ministries that are a part of this network and this outlet of ministry. I certainly pray that God would just shower down with his favor, with his goodness, with opportunities and open doors. I'm praying and I'm believing, God, that in this next few months that we see an explosion of God's favor on Purpose Kingdom Network and all of those who are participating. And so if you're listening tonight, if you're watching on our Facebook pages, on the Purpose Kingdom Network Facebook page, and all the other, if you're listening through the internet, however you're joining in tonight, I pray that you connect to the move of God, that you come into agreement with what God is doing. And, you know, tonight I'm just going to pray, and then I'm going to kind of go into a word that I just believe is in season and in time for us tonight. So let us pray first. Father, in Jesus' name, it is no goodness of our own that we are gathered tonight virtually. It's no goodness of our own. We haven't earned this, but Father, it is because you have selected us. You have called us out and set us apart and prepared us to receive a word from you and to have a spiritual encounter with you. And so, Father, because you have favored us, because you've selected us and chose us, God, we're going to give ourselves back to you, and we're going to allow you to speak through us and to speak to us and to minister to your people, however they're connected. It is by divine appointment. And so, Father, we thank you, and we receive your grace right now. We receive the grace for this assignment and for this spiritual encounter. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God, praise God. You know, I believe that there is a pathway to our fulfilled vision. We all have a vision. We all believe that God has called us to something. We all believe that we have purpose. And certainly, God is speaking to us and reminding us that there is a pathway to the fulfillment of that vision. There's a lot of people carrying vision. There's a lot of people carrying vision, but they don't know how to go about the fulfillment. But I want to let you know, it is a work of grace. It is a work of obedience and submission to God. And certainly, as we obey God, as we submit to God, as we seek God, God charts out the path. He lays out the path before us. Muhammad Ali once said that champions aren't made in the gyms. Champions are made from something they have deep inside of them, whether it's a desire, a dream, or a vision. The champion is made from what's going on, what has happened, what has transpired, what has been divinely placed inside of them, within them. That's where champions are made. And so the first thing I want to say about that to all of those that might be listening in tonight, I want to say stop looking everywhere else. Stop looking at other people. Stop expecting opportunities to come from other places. Stop expecting validation to come from other places. Look within yourself and believe that what you have came from God. And what you have that came from God is worth pursuing. It is worth pursuing. All right? So if you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. That's what Steve Jobs said. Steve Jobs said, if you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. Oh, my goodness. How many people tonight can certainly testify that you have vision, that you have vision, and vision is pulling you. Vision is calling you. Vision is summoning you. Praise God. Praise God. See, vision without execution is hallucination. I'm going to say that again. Vision without execution is hallucination. And there's a whole lot of people that know exactly what I'm talking about tonight. Okay? So you got to think about that. Even as Steve Jobs said, if you're working on something exciting that you really care about, get up and do it. Pursue. Go after it. Give it your all. Give it your all. Give it your best. Pray about it. Fast about it. It's amazing how the more people I talk to, the more people that I counsel, I'm finding out people are not fasting and praying about their vision. People are not fasting and praying about what God has called them to. They're walking around with these confessions. They're walking around thinking it's going to happen by osmosis. They're walking around expecting somebody to see something on them and give them all of these opportunities. But I want to let you know, it can happen that way, but more times than not, it is your fire. It is what you possess. It is your fire that catches on to other things, and other things catch a hold of the fire that you possess, to what you bring. Other opportunities are attracted to what you bring. That's why you have to rebuke the enemy. Get out of your head. Get out of your mind. Don't allow the enemy to speak negative to you. Don't allow the enemy to define your limitations. Don't allow the enemy to tell you how far you can go, what you can achieve, what you can't do because you don't have these certain things lined up for you. Let me tell you something. If you are fasting and praying and studying the Word of God and sharpening your skills, taking the necessary classes, doing the work, practicing, rehearsing, I mean perfecting your gift, God will open the door. And what you possess, what's happening on the inside of you, what God has birthed on the inside of you will spread. It will move. Hallelujah. It will take wings and take you places and give you new opportunities that you cannot or haven't even imagined. All right? So again, vision without execution is hallucination. Vision without execution is hallucination. And I don't mean to offend nobody, but we got a whole lot of folks sitting in the pews of the church hallucinating. So what is vision? What is vision? Vision can be described as the picture of a preferred future. That's what vision is. Vision is a picture of a preferred future. Vision is seeing tomorrow, watch this, from today. That's what vision is. Vision is seeing tomorrow from today. Praise our God. Vision is seeing the end from the beginning. Oh, do you get what I'm saying tonight? Are you feeling this? Right? Right. Vision is seeing the ultimate of God for your life or existence. You have to have your vision in mind. You have to have your vision in heart. You have to have your vision in spirit. Don't settle for the famous, I don't know what my vision is. If you don't know what your vision is, you'll never know. Oh, my. If you don't have a vision, you won't ever have one. Come on. See, for many of us, we have been in ministry. We have been in the church. We have been in our careers. We've been in school, and we've been taking class after class and not doing nothing with it. Going to group after group, not doing nothing with it. I mean, you got certificates that you can cover your wall like wallpaper because you are here, you're there, and you're everywhere, and you have not really taken time to sit down and come into agreement with what God has said about you and what God wants to do in and through you. Praise God. Praise God. Tonight, we're on blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom, right? We're on the Purpose Kingdom Network. We're not here because it just happened. We're here because somebody had a calling. Somebody had a vision from God. And God said to Pastor Ty Daly that you're going to go into all the earth. You're going to go to all the world, and you're going to carry the gospel to all of the world. God gave her that vision. And then she came into agreement knowing that, oh, Lord, I don't fly. Oh, Lord, I don't travel. Lord, I don't do those kind of things. How am I going to go into all the world and spread the gospel, and I don't like to fly on an airplane? How am I going to do that? It wasn't about what she didn't do. It became about what she had to do, what she had to accomplish, what she had to pursue. And God then spoke to her and gave her revelation and then began to prepare her through Bible school and different things in preparation to ultimately she became licensed and ordained and began to become a minister and go forward. And then God aligned the station to open up to her. And so tonight, everybody that's listening to us, everybody that's watching, you are a recipient of the vision that God gave to a woman. My God, we are recipients. Amen. Her limitations didn't stop her. Her limitation didn't hinder her. Her limitations did not discourage her from pursuing. She kept on pursuing what God was saying about her life, about her calling, and about her ministry. You have to have faith. You got to leap out. You got to take a leap of faith and move out and believe that God is not through with you yet, that what God spoke, it shall come to pass, that what God ordained, it shall come to pass. I pray somebody is coming into agreement tonight, even as you're listening or as you're watching online, that what God has called you to, it must come to pass. It has to happen. Praise our God. It is a must because it's a God thing. Come on, somebody. It is a must because it is a God thing. You must win. You must overcome. You must pursue because it is a God thing. God has called you. God has equipped you. God has anointed you. God chose you. God selected you. It wasn't man. It was a God-ordained calling. Praise God. So. The basic elements of vision. A vision is a picture of your destiny. A vision is a picture of your destiny. My God. Oh, the things that I'm living out right now, I've seen it years ago. And I know that there's so much more for me because I haven't even experienced the half of what God has shown me. And I believe with everything in me that if I keep on doing the work, if I stay consistent, if I stay persistent, if I keep on focusing in and honing my skills and being faithful over the things that God has entrusted to me, that the larger and the greater and the next things will come. Praise God. You know, King says, I consider that our present sufferings, our present, our right now, our current sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed. See, you have your present and you have your futuristic. Amen. Praise God. Present suffering for a future glory. Praise our God. And then Exodus 3 and verse 7 says to us, the Lord said, I have indeed seen, I have seen the misery of my people in Egypt, have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers. I've seen them. That's past tense. And then he goes on to say, not only have I heard them, not only have I seeing them, but I am also concerned. I'm also concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and a land flowing with honey, the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, Amorites, the Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites. Verse 17, and I have promised to bring up out of your misery in Egypt into the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. Isn't that powerful? My. So in other words, what he's saying is, it is possible. Possible. Yes, you have some hard taskmasters. You have some hard obstacles. You have some challenges. You have things in your way. You have things trying you on every side. Is possible, because I'm your God, and I've seen what you've gone through. I've seen what you've been through. I've seen what you've endured. But here's the key. You endured. You didn't give up. You didn't stop. You didn't throw in the towel. And because of that, I, God, I'm going to bring you into a land flowing with milk and honey, the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God that we serve. He does something. Are you with me tonight? He does something about what you've gone through. God responds. God responds to your suffering. He responds to your endurance. He responds. God responds to what you've gone through, how you've gone through, your attitude, your demeanor, your insistence, your persistence. God responds to that. And a lot of people don't really get the opportunity to live out aspects of their vision because they lack endurance. They lack persistence. They lack faithfulness. They lack staying in the game, staying in the race. Sometimes you hear the coach, you know, telling the person on the field, stay in the game. Stay in there. Get in there. Come on. Stay in the race. Stay in there. You got to stay in there. because you're chasing, you're pursuing, and understanding that God favors the persistent. God favors the ones who endure. God favors the one who determined that no matter what opposition I face, God promised me that he's going to bring me into a land flowing with milk and honey. That's what he promised me. So therefore, it is possible. It is possible. It is feasible. Yes, it is challenging. It is testing. Amen. But I want to take a few minutes to talk about the power of or the effects of vision. This is what it does. This is what vision does. It gives you direction. See, people are waiting for direction before they pursue vision. But I want to tell you, God operates in the total opposite, okay? God will allow your vision to give you direction. Your vision and how you get there becomes your roadmap for your life towards your destiny or your purpose or your dream. So as you go, sort of like God told Abram, I'm going to send you, there is a promised land, and I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bless your seed, and I'm going to curse those who curse you, and I'm going to handle your enemies, and I'm going to bless your family and your seed. It's going to scatter, and it's going to multiply. And God made all of these promises to Abram. Abram said, well, Lord, how do I get there? God said, just go. As you go, your vision and your plan unfolds. The journey, the map, the five steps, so whatever you're looking for, it unfolds as you go. You're not going to see every step, but you have to pursue anyhow. You got to go anyhow. So your vision, praise God, gives direction. Your vision, watch this, it invokes passion. It invokes strong emotion. The clearer the vision, the stronger the passion. All right? So as you go and you begin to see more and you begin to experience more and new opportunities flash before you and new areas of creativity begin to open up, you get stirred. You get passionate. And that's where your drive comes from. If you sit on the stoop and never pursue, you never get a stirring. You never receive that stirring. You never receive that passion. It dies. It fizzles out because you're not going anywhere. You're not doing anything. You're not pursuing anything. And therefore, what's next cannot be presented to you. Does that make sense? So as you go, as you pursue, as you tap into vision, you get motivated. You become motivated. And those who lack motivation in life, they truly lack vision. If you lack motivation about your life, then certainly your vision is going to lack motivation. Your vision is a major part of your life. So you have to be excited just about waking up. You got to be excited just about the small things, the little things, the things that we take for granted. Be excited about those things. Because as you get excited about those, you begin to see how your vision fits in with that, how your vision connects to your life and the things that make your life what it is. It's like a puzzle. You know how you get excited when you first have all the pieces on the table? It's not exciting. It's not exciting because you're looking at all the pieces that are scattered. But over time, as you begin to connect the pieces, you get excited. You can't stop. You've been at this thing for 2 hours. You've been at this thing for 3 hours. You done worked through dinner. You should have been to bed an hour ago. But I see the picture coming together. I see the puzzle coming together. That's because now you get motivated. You get motivated. My God. My God. So many people are lacking motivation in terms of just life in general. Life in general. God wants you to get excited. God wants you to be passionate. God wants you to be stirred up about what he's called you to, about what he's prepared you for, about what he's preparing you for, about what he gifted you for, what he anointed you for, what he equipped you for. Get excited about it. Get excited about it. Don't lose your joy. Don't lose your passion. Don't lose your expectation. Trust and believe. Trust and believe that God is doing something, and he's created you with purpose. He's created you with purpose. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, I'm just excited talking about this. You know, let me also go on to say that vision disciplines your actions and your behavior. Vision disciplines your actions and your behavior. Your vision actually determines your esteemed values. Those who lack good values and virtues actually lack good vision for their lives. Why? Because I'm not going to let my behavior mess up my progress. I'm not going to allow my behavior to impede and interrupt my progress. So it redirects me. It disciplines me. It keeps me from doing the foolish things. It keeps me from making those foolish mistakes. Those temptations aren't as tempting when you see your vision. Those temptations lose power when you're connected to your vision, because you understand that those temptations are demonically motivated. Those temptations are strategically placed before you solely by the enemy to distract you from where you're going, to make you lose effectiveness, to attack your character, to attack your name, your reliability. Oh, my God. See, when you have passion, it's like, oh, I can't do that because where I'm going. Okay? When you're connected to your vision, I can't go over there. I can't entertain that. Why? Because my vision keeps me focused. My vision motivates me. My vision drives me. It protects you from total failure. Protects you from total stuff. You're ever going to fall. You're ever going to make mistakes. You're ever going to be off target every now and then. But we don't let go of ourselves. We don't go all the way. We don't give out completely. We don't sell out completely. Why? Because we understand how necessary connectivity is. We understand how necessary it is to focus. We understand how necessary it is to keep our hands clean. Y'all ain't going to talk to me tonight. Well, I know you're not going to talk to me because we're not in church and you're watching or you're listening, but you're getting my point. Praise God. See, the fulfillment of vision is also the key to happiness in life. You're never more happy than when you are where you're supposed to be, when you're doing what you're called to do, accomplishing what you envision, when you're moving in the things that you know God has gifted you for and called you for, and you're watching how your vision is unfolding and how people are being blessed and how it's having an impact and how you're growing and how you're expanding. That brings happiness, and it keeps you from looking elsewhere for happiness. Keeps you from trying other things and searching for other things when you are connected to your vision. All right? Certain things don't tempt you. Certain things don't call you like they used to. Certain things don't pull on you like it used to. Why? Because your vision has been elevated, and as your vision elevates, your life elevates, and as your life elevates, your values elevate, and as your values elevate, praise God, the things that you submit to lose their strength, power. Praise God. I'm not going to keep moving on because I don't have a whole lot more time. But I just want you all to be encouraged tonight to keep pursuing your vision. Allow your vision to be instrumental in the direction of your life. Allow your vision to be instrumental in the choices that you make. If it doesn't support where you're going, don't support it. I'm going to say it again. If it doesn't support where you're going or where God has you, then don't support it. Take the out of what stagnates you. Take the strength out of what belittles you. Take the strength out of what depresses you. Take the strength out of what upsets you and agitates you and distracts you. Take the strength out of it. Well, how do I take the strength out of it? By doing and pursuing what God has called you to. By pursuing what God places before you. That's how you take the strength out of it. Have you ever had someone constantly nagging you? Have you ever had someone constantly talking negative? And as long as you would feed into it, they kept on going. But once they learned or observed or picked up that you've checked out, you've tuned them out, you're no longer impacted by it, you're no longer upset about it, you're no longer, you know, going tit for tat, you're no longer feeding it, after a while, they stop. After a while, they disappear. I believe somewhere I read in the Bible where it said, if you resist the devil, he will flee from you. If you resist the devil, he will flee from you. In other words, if the devil never flees, if temptation never lessens, and I mean the same temptation in the same ways and in the same areas, the struggles in the same areas never lessen, then that tells me that you're not resisting. Because the word of God says if you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Now, the devil may try you in another way. He may come in another way. Oh, he will do that, but he has to leave you alone and go trying to think of the best word to say, load up again. He got to go and load up again. He got to go and get some new ammunition. He got to go and figure out, how else can I try him? How else can I distract her? How else can I get in her spirit and mess her up and make her lose focus? But at some point, he has to leave you. At some point, he has to walk away, because that's what the word of God says. So as you focus, as you connect, as you live and bask in your purpose and keep feeding it and keep watering it, and keep nurturing it and educating it and investing in it. All of those things, perfecting it, praying it through, fasting, giving it to God. Stronger it becomes, the clearer it becomes, and the more you progress and the closer you get to where God has called you to. And ultimately, you see your vision unfold. Oh, I praise God. I praise God. I believe that some of you tonight that are listening, you're on Purpose Kingdom Network tonight with us and Pastor Ty Daly and Evangelist Todd and all the partners. I believe that some of you are saying, you know what? I was stagnated. You know what? I was a little distracted the last couple of weeks. OMG. You know what? I allowed myself to get pulled into some things. But tonight, I hear God loud and clear. Tonight, I sense God telling me it's time for me to snap back. Time for me to pull it together. It's time for me to light the fire and refocus on my vision, recalibrate, redo whatever. It's time for me to pursue again. Oh, I'm talking to somebody tonight. Not me. The Holy Spirit is using me to talk to somebody tonight. You got to do something with your vision. You got to do something with what you've seen. You got to do something with what your heart has seen. Your heart has seen this thing. Your heart has seen this. You've already seen it. You felt it. You're passionate about it. I urge you, first of all, to pray. Lord, open my eyes. Show me how I've gotten off. Lord, open my eyes. Show me how I've gotten distracted. Lord, open my eyes. Open my spirit. I need to be discerning. I need to be discerning so that I can reconnect to those things I got to do. I've allowed money to stop me. I've allowed security to stop me. I've allowed comfortability to stop me. I've allowed relationships and connections to hinder me. But, Father, I need you to clarify what connections I need to disconnect. I need you to clarify what alliances I need to separate. Lord, I need to get back on my purpose. I need to get back to work on the vision because there's a place I got to go. There's some things I got to accomplish. There's some people that are waiting on me. Praise God. There's people you're connected to, brothers and sisters, people you love. There's people you're concerned about. There's people you're praying about, and it's your obedience. It is your obedience to your vision that's going to bless those who are connected to your vision. But it starts with you and I. We have to understand that. Many times I would have done X, Y, and Z, but because I'm the pastor of a people that are relying on me to be on purpose, it causes me to reel it back in and say, hold on, you can't go that far. Hold on, you can't give up. Hold on, you can't stay home today. You can't stay discouraged. You can't go out there and trip because there are some people connected to the vision that God gave you, and it requires you to be on point. That might be your son. That might be your daughter. That might be your husband. That might be your wife. That might be your pastor. That might be your neighbor. That might be your cousin. That might be your community. That I don't know who I'm talking to or what God has called you to, but every one of us tonight, my, we're connected to something greater than us, my God. And the amazing thing about vision, although it's greater than us, the God in you allows it to be birthed through you. Isn't it something? Isn't it something that a full-grown human being, 6 foot tall, 5 feet, whatever, started out as a seed? Started out as a seed carried by a little woman? But that seed that was being cultivated in that woman eventually grew into something that the woman could not contain. So it had to come forth and grow. Oh, my God. That's what your vision is going to do as you stay connected. It's going to grow. It's going to expand. It's going to go to heights unknown. It's going to go to places you have never imagined. I mean, those of us who are parents, some of you look at your children and say, oh, my goodness, I never thought I would see them do that. Oh, my goodness, I would never thought I would see them accomplish. Look at my baby over there winning. But it started within you. It started within you. That's what vision does. It starts with us. It starts with from God. It starts within us, and it grows out of us, and it impacts the world around us. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, my. I pray that somebody was blessed tonight. I pray that this word that God gave me would inspire you and challenge you. And if you're anywhere near us, in the Coatesville, Pennsylvania area, I want you to visit Judah Ministry sometime because I'm going to be preaching from this, and I'm going to be giving handouts and notes and sheets for you to work on as I'm preaching and teaching. You can take good notes, and you can fill in the blanks, and you can have a study guide to go with this teaching. So I encourage you to connect with the ministry and let God continue to bless you. Thank you, Pastor Ty Daly. Thank you, Purpose Kingdom Network, for giving me this opportunity to come on tonight to this great show and this great ministry and allow Judah Fire to be presented. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm back in your hands, Pastor Ty Daly. Praise our God. Are you with me, Pastor Ty?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
We just thank and bless God for the word that came forth this evening. Hallelujah. God, we pray. You know what? We don't even pray it. We know that it has made an impact on the lives of listeners this evening and on the lives of those who will listen via the archives at later dates and times. We bless and praise God for the change that it has made in the lives. Pastor, we ask before we do the announcements if you could give the call of salvation, and then we will come right back on with Brother Robert Hudson for the announcements.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the amazing thing about God and the amazing thing about God's word, not just for those who have connected with him, but it's also for those who have not connected, to let them know why they need to connect. God offers the plan of a victorious life. God offers, he lays out before us the way to victory. Victorious life. He lays it out for us. This is why he said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Will you allow me to come in? Will you allow me to come into your life and make a difference? Will you allow me into your life to show you a more excellent way of living, a way that will allow you to experience God's best? And God's best, first of all, thing God ever did, give us his son, Jesus Christ. And unless we accept Jesus Christ, we'll never get the best. And so we get to Jesus through his word. We get to Jesus through the understanding of God's word. Our relationship with Jesus is molded and shaped based upon the word of God. That's why heaven and earth will pass away. God's word will remain forever. It is eternal, and it has eternal benefits to everyone that believes and to everyone that receives. So tonight, if you're listening to this broadcast, if you're online, I say to you tonight, I offer you Jesus. I offer you a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who laid down his life, shed his blood, to cleanse you and I from all guilt, all sin, and all shame. All negativity, all past blood was shed. And tonight, I say to you, if you're willing to confess with your mouth that you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that you believe that Jesus Christ died for you, you believe that he shed his blood for you, and that not only did he die, but he rose again. After that suffering, after the price was paid, he rose again with all power. And that same power that caused Jesus to rise again from the dead is that same power that lives within us. That resurrection power gives us new life, new chances, new opportunities, new passions. If you receive that tonight, if you're willing to make that confession and you believe that in your heart, then brothers and sisters, you just got saved. You just joined family of Jesus Christ. And we welcome you. We welcome you into the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you. Thank you for those that are in agreement. I thank you for those that believe. I thank you, Lord, that you are birthing something new in them. I thank you, Lord, that new life has come into their experience and that they're going to see a change and a mighty move because they made that confession, because they are believing, they're standing in faith. It's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. And we live in that. We believe in that. We pray according to that. And then we watch you manifest according to faith. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Pastor Daly.
Okay, real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and do the announcements. And Pastor Montez just said, you know, welcome to your new life in Christ. And, you know, the next step we suggest you do is you find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that will nurture in the word of Christ. And if you can't find that sanctuary, you know, you can find us here, a Church Without Walls here at Purpose Kingdom Network, where we broadcast almost every night that we're able to. And right here, you can just feel comfortable until you find that church home. And for all the people listening out there, we'd like to thank you for listening to us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, no matter if you're listening to us online or on phone. We really appreciate your listenership and your support. And we also thank those that share with their friends and family members and let them know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Anytime we do a live show, you can call in on the phone number 319-527-6091. And you can press the number 1 to talk to our host anytime you would like to speak with our host. And also, we do have a Facebook page where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisement, and that is Purpose Kingdom at Facebook. So please feel free to join in and like us on Facebook so you can see those upcoming shows and advertisements. We do have a radio network, which is PKN.com. Yes, Purpose Kingdom Network has its own radio station, and it is PKN.com. So feel free to listen in on PKN.com, where you can hear 24 hours of musical content and word and music of praise. And that's 24 hours a day. And we thank you so much for listening in on KNRadio.com. Okay, and with God's will and God's blessing, just please take note of the change of time. At the 8 p.m. hour, we're going to have DTW Ministries, and that's going to be hosted by Reverend Aaron Williams. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour, and it's going to be DTW Ministries, and the host is going to be Reverend Aaron Williams. And please don't forget to tell your friends and family members. Okay, with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and I'm going to turn the show back over to Pastor Montez. And Pastor Montez, the show is back in your hands.
God bless you. God bless you. And thank you so much for presenting those announcements and information. Again, we're on the Purpose Kingdom Network with Judah Fier. You can call 319-527-6091 or go on blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom Network. Talk about a shout out. I got it out. And of course, if you're anywhere near the Coatesville area, we invite you to Judah Ministries, Church of God in Christ, 840 East Chestnut Street, Coatesville, Pennsylvania. And of course, you can go to our website, www.myjudafire.com, and learn more about our great ministry. We're all over social media, Facebook and Instagram. So look for us and participate in the great things that God is doing. And let me just tell everyone, since we're online tonight, we are in revival this weekend, starting on Friday night and Saturday at 7 p.m. We are in revival. Praise God. Prophetess Joanne Trammell, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, will be with us. We have a dynamic choir coming on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Nick Reynolds and Family Affair, they are one singing choir. Praise God. And then Saturday night, Sister Janae Eggleston and Kristen Kennedy are going to bless us in music. Reverend Crystal Goree, of course, our Queen Mom, Pam Depp, is going to be with us on Friday. I'm telling you, it's going to be an awesome weekend at Judah Ministries, and we invite you to participate in the great things that God has for us this weekend. God bless you. Join us all weekend, Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. We're going to have dinners all afternoon to about 4 o'clock, oxtails, fried chicken, turkey wings. I mean, good food. So come on by and experience God's best. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost rest, rule, and abide with us now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.